Turning to Africa, and dozens of protesters set fire to a government office building today in a fight following a memorial service organised by the opposition for victims of Kenya's election violence. Workers crawled to safety from a window in the smoking building just as former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan was due to start a mediation mission here. Meanwhile, a senior UN official yesterday reported that cases of rape and sexual attacks against women have doubled in areas of Kenya hit by political violence amid a climate of impunity for gangs carrying them out. Notre Dame Sister Mary O'Brien spoke to us from Nairobi about the situation.
As we know, Kofi Annan arrived last night, and I think many people are hoping that he will make it possible with his team to get some negotiation at the highest level. One of the most hopeful signs to me is the number of people and organisations who are saying, let us have peace. Meanwhile, there are still upsets going on in different places at different times, and it is difficult to tell where they're going to be and why they are. I know everybody talks about ethnic clashes, and there is a certain element of that, but I think some of it is deeper. Some of it is looking for land, because land is a very great value in Kenya. Meanwhile, many, many people are suffering very much. Many have lost everything, and the great thing is fear. But as I said earlier, the thing I really like is that people are looking for peace. And maybe that's the way forward in the long run, because undoubtedly there has to be a political solution.